So I was in this village called Benchong in eastern Nepal, and I heard that a boy in the village had fallen. Apparently he was cutting fodder from some of the higher branches on a tree, and he fell from the tree onto a layer of stones on his back, and he was paralyzed.
Sometimes encountering another culture's beliefs can change what you think about life and death. Jeffrey Potter was filming in a tiny village in Nepal back in 2000 when he witnessed the death of a boy named Harka. He was not expecting what happened next.
I sat with him and I watched his lungs, I suppose, fill with fluid until, you know, his eyes rolled back. And, you know, I think those were his last breaths. The funeral would be the next day. And so as the evening wore on, fewer and fewer people were awake. And I decided to make a little room for myself and curl up there. And I had a dream that Harka came to me. And so he said, I'd like to say goodbye to my mother. Can I just borrow your body? I'll come in through you and communicate to my mother, and then I'll go. And in my dream, I started to feel him come into my body. And I could feel in my dream that I was starting to panic. And so I told him, get out, you know, get out of my body. I don't want to do this. And I awoke from that dream, and on my lips was a Kulin word, mother. I think it was really that moment when I woke up and I realized it was a dream, and there was Harka's body just a few feet away from me, and this dark, smoke-filled house on this cold winter night, and yeah, Harka came to me. When the sun came up, everything became very different. The elders sort of oversee the funeral. A shallow grave is dug near the house. And then really it's sort of up to the community as a whole with the leadership of the elders to show him the path and to basically say, you've got to go find this. Leave us and find the path. Because the desire of that spirit to stay where it's known and where it's comfortable, even if it can't communicate, even if it can't connect, is very strong. And so the idea is to make it so the spirit doesn't want to stay. I'm a different person when I'm in Nepal. There's no doubt about it for me. And I guess I feel that there's so much of our life that's explained for us here. And that if you can't find an explanation for something, it's not hard to find somebody who will explain it for you. And not all of Nepal is like the community where I've lived and worked for most of my time there, but the mysteries of life, I think, are a little more present. And, you know, death is the great mystery of life. And as much as we may try to answer it here in the United States or the developed world, I don't think we have a better answer for it than any other place that I've lived and been. And in Nepal, when I'm there experiencing the same things that they are, I find myself searching for answers as well.
Jeffrey Potter has been working and filming in the same village in eastern Nepal since 1994.